Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. Clarinetist and bandleader Anat Cohen is a perennial winner of the Downbeat poll as Best Clarinetist, and her 10-piece band, the Anat Cohen Tentet, has been named Downbeat's Rising Star in the Big Band category. Their latest album, Triple Helix, has been nominated for a Grammy and is built around a three-part clarinet concerto written by Anat's longtime music director, Oded Levari. The title seems to refer to three different musical elements, jazz, classical, and world music, that you'll find in the piece. The Anat Cohen Tentet is here today, and they're going to play the whole piece for us, beginning, at the beginning, with Triple Helix, Part 1, first. Thank you. Well, that is the first of a three-part piece called Triple Helix, and you've just heard it played live in our studio by the members of the Anat Cohen Tentet. Yes, a 10-piece ensemble led by the composer, Oded Lev Ari, who was conducting that performance, and of course, Anat Cohen herself playing the clarinet. I'll introduce you to the rest of the Tentet momentarily, but Anat, it's great to have you back here in our studio. Good to see you.
It's great to be back. Thank you, John.
And Oded, congratulations. This is quite a piece that you've written.
Thank you.
And you wrote it for Anat specifically.
I wrote it specifically for Anat and for this group of musicians that are here, for this specific ensemble, yeah.
And the title, Triple Helix, I interpreted that as the interweaving of three different musical threads. Did you actually have something like that in mind?
So, you know, it's funny. When I wrote the piece, I had nothing but the music in mind. I didn't really have an agenda. I knew that I wanted to write something in the form of a concerto, a classical mm-hmm. concerto, three movement, medium, slow, fast, that kind of thing, just to kind of organize my work. But I didn't have any kind of agenda in terms of what I wanted to write. But once the music kind of was in place, I realized that there's an interplay of different elements in the work, basically. So, you know, one way to interpret it is the different styles that exist, as you did. Another way to look at it is the kind of the interplay between myself as a composer, the soloist, and the ensemble. Mm-hmm. And the kind of DNA reference there is really, I think I realized once I wrote the piece and kind of had time to reflect on it a little bit, and once people demanded that I explain it, which I'm not really like doing, but that's okay. I realized that there's something at the core that kind of has to do with the musical relationship Anat and I have had over the past, what did we decide it was?
It's going to be 30 years.
30
this year.
Years.
So you met while you were in high school?
High school.
Yeah, wow. In Israel?
Yeah. In Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that relationship obviously has continued here in New York.
Yeah.
And we should mention this piece was commissioned by Carnegie Hall.
Yes, by Carnegie Hall and Symphony Center Presents in Chicago.
Yeah. And so the world premiere was at Carnegie, wasn't it?
Was, yes. About a year ago.
Exactly, right. January 2019.
Wow.
January 12th.
So, Anat, it was easy for me to make that leap from Triple Helix to the kind of three musical streams because you've been very kind of upfront and, you know, clear about the types of music you like. I mean, even on this record, in addition to the piece Triple Helix, there's a traditional Mexican song, there's an Astor Piazzolla piece. I mean, where does that love of South American, of Latin American music come from for you?
First of all, living in New York, this is definitely a representation of it. It's a mini world right here. Mm-hmm. And being a musician and always the necessity is to survive, but also the idea of I would like to know and be involved with as many musical genres. Ever since I got to New York, I wanted that, and it started when I was still a student in Boston at Berklee College of Music. So the idea was always to just go around and just say yes to gigs. You know, I played, you know, the first trumpet part with my soprano saxophone in Afro-Cuban bands and play Brazilian music and play Argentinian music and really mm-hmm. get involved, you know, travel to the places and get to know the, you know. So I fell in love with a lot of different things. And
well, the first Tentet record had a piece that we heard just a snippet of when we were beginning the mm-hmm. session called Kenedugu Foli, which is a West African piece. So
right.
That's part of your kind of sonic palette as well, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, I was living near Washington Square Park, and I remember going to the park and hearing a kora player and just sitting down in front of him and like, oh, my. This is incredible. This is the most beautiful sound ever.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to discover. And if you can call, here in New York, you can actually find, you know, musicians that play those traditional instruments that actually have the concept of jazz musicians that are willing to stretch and get out of the tradition. So I think that's the beauty of New York.
Yeah. And towards the end of that first part of Triple Helix, Oded, there's a passage that almost has a North African, Near Eastern sound.
Yeah.
So that seemed to be a kind of a a specific musical moment that you had in mind?
Yeah. It kind of came up that way, also because of the combination of instruments. But also, I think these are part of the sounds that Anand and I grew up with. So it's very much in our minds.
Right. So how much of the work is fixed composition, and how much of it changes from performance to performance?
I wrote it kind of like a tailor preparing a suit for someone maybe changing their weight a lot. So it we can tuck it in and we can pull it out. So there's
is that how tailoring works?
I don't know.
Apparently,
I'm not much of a suit guy.
Yeah, and me neither. So I don't know. Maybe not like a tailor. But anyway, we can let it out and we can tuck it in. So there are specific sections that can last 2 minutes in some performances. Sometimes they take 10 minutes.
Really?
And some so the bass solo you just heard from Tal sometimes really extends itself.
The excellent Tal Mashiach.
And at that point, I should probably start mentioning the rest of the tentet, because we've mentioned
always
Tal.
Good to give kudos to the band.
Yeah. So the horn section: Nadia Nordhaus on trumpet and flugelhorn, Sarah Giacovino on trombone, Owen Broder on sax. Then on percussion, we have Anthony Pinciotti behind our drum kit, and James Shipp playing the vibes, and he was playing the jar drum, the dumbek or darbuka, whichever you call it. Guillerme Montero playing the guitar, and on the bass, we mentioned Tal Mashiach, and the cellist is Christopher Hoffman. You add it all up, and who am I missing? Pianist and accordion player, Vitor Gonsalves. Mm-hmm. And of course, Anat playing the clarinet. And so, a tentet, Anat, that's a lot of musicians. Do you absolutely need a conductor for all of these pieces, or is it just this triple helix?
Guys, keep him, let him go. What do you say? And he got the thumbs up. No, we first of all, we like him, and we want him around. And yeah, it's helpful. It takes some pressure off me, obviously, when we have 10 people. And some music is just a little bit more complex as far as cues and changes of tempo. Of course, this being Oded's piece, he has in mind the way he wants it to be. Of course, there were occasions that Oded was not around, and I took over and made my own, you know, imprinted some other tempos and changes, but it's always nice to have the composer around. And Oded is helpful not only with conducting, since he's the musical director of the tentet and we're on the road. It's very helpful to have two people running a large group, because these guys are very disciplined, don't get me wrong.
But it is.
But it's nice to have a.
It is still like herding cats partner. To have 10 musicians.
Oh, yes.
Having
two musicians is like herding cats.
All right. Now, Oded, the second part of Triple Helix is subtitled For a Knot. Isn't the whole piece For a Knot?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the whole piece is For a Knot.
Mm-hmm.
Again, kind of. Looking back at what I wrote, I realized that the piano and the clarinet are featured heavily in this part. And I wrote the piano part as I'm a pianist, and I wrote the piano part as I would play it. And Vitor very gracefully indulged me and learned how I would play it. But I realized that it's kind of the core of my relationship with Anat is fairly simple, and with these two instruments in mind, so I thought this would especially appropriate to title this way.
And it has a kind of an impressionist quality at the beginning, I found.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
The first time I heard, the first time we played it in the first rehearsal with the tentet, when we were reading through this piece, I started crying. Aww. I got so emotional because all our friendship, 30 years of friendship.
Was it titled For Anat when we played it first?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. The composer has to ask the clarinet
you know,
what
there are
the title
stages.
Of the piece was.
shall we play the second movement?
All right. So we are speaking with Anat Cohen and Oded Lev-Ari. He is the music director of the Anat Cohen Tentet. We've heard the first movement of Triple Helix, the big first. I mean, it's actually what it's subtitled, First, and the last movement is subtitled Last, but this middle movement is subtitled For a Knot, and we will once again hear a live performance here in our studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. And I might mention that a Knot plays in many smaller ensembles, and her quartet is performing on March 7th. Mark your calendars. They'll be at the Miller Theater at Columbia University, performing on March 7th. And then on April 19th, the whole Tentet takes this piece to Walt Disney Hall in L.A. Today they are here live on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast.
Thank you.
That is the second movement of Triple Helix. The full title is Triple Helix Part 2, For a Knot, second of a three-part piece written by Oded Lev Ari, the conductor of the Anat Cohen Tentet for the clarinetist Anat Cohen and her 10-piece ensemble. Triple Helix is also the name of the Tentet's second and most recent album, recently nominated for a Grammy. And wow, that's really quite lovely.
Thank you.
Nice job, both of you, all of you. Let me ask you about the Tentet. A quartet, 4, quintet, 5, sextet, 6. Shouldn't it be a dectet you get to 10?
Yeah, really there's something about the word dectet I was decided to avoid.
Yeah. It's not a pretty word, is it?
Dectet. Something, yeah.
It's got all those hard d and k sounds in it, yeah. Are you familiar with the Algerian-born jazz drummer Errol Parker? He died probably back in the late 80s, early 90s, but he was based here in New York, and his band was the Errol Parker Tentet.
Oh.
There was also a Jerry Mulligan Tentet, I think.
Okay. So
Not that original. Again.
No, not at all.
Word has been used before.
Yes.
What made you think that you needed such a... I mean, you've done duos, you've done quartets, you've done, you know, smaller ensembles, and you've played bigger things as well. What made the 10-piece seem like a good idea?
Well, it's obviously it's a discussion Oded and I have been having for years, because we before the Tentet we also had the Anzik Orchestra. It was a modified big band with 3 cellists, and I think in this occasion we were looking for the largest, most flexible ensemble.
So this gives you strings, guitar, you know, rhythm section, horns. So it can be almost chamber orchestra sounding.
Yeah, it can be a lot of things. And the beautiful thing about these specific people in the band, because the instruments are just the instrument, but these guys, it's not an easy thing to sit in a band and to jump from one style to another and to be able to wear the classical music hat and then go into, you know, some rock, heavy rock. And then and these guys, you know, each person in this band, they got it. They got it. So it was the instrumentation and the people. And when we got together, we were like, let's see if this works. And I think it worked.
Yeah. Grammy nomination.
Yeah, that's pretty working.
So you're going to be heading out to L.A. for the Grammys.
Yes.
Shortly.
Yes, we're going. Some of the band members are going. We're just going to hang.
Yeah. Now, you're also part of a sextet called Artemis.
It's true.
With Allison Miller, whose Boom Tick Boom was here in our studio a couple of months back.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like a who's who of women who are like terrific jazz musicians.
Yeah.
What was the idea behind that?
I don't know. My phone rang and I said, do you want to play? And I said, sure.
Yeah.
I think the band started in a one-time show.
Hmm.
In Paris, and it felt right, and we were like, do you want to play again? I was like, sure, I'll play again, because they are amazing musicians, and Rini Rosnes is our musical director, and she is a
terrific
bad pianist, a good pianist.
Yes.
And
yes, I understood.
And
I read the
list you're not allowed to say, yeah, she's great, and she's an incredible musician, and so it's nice to have an opportunity to play also music that maybe I would not play, you know, in this with this band. So
although I have to say, I find it hard to imagine a type of music you would not play with this band, because
played everything.
You know, Lonesome Train, the old kind of rockabilly song, gets a lovely cover on this new album, and and of course there's Oded's piece, and I mentioned the Piazzolla, etc. So there's lots of stuff going on. I suppose with Artemis, though, you get to play really interesting gigs, because the next one is a jazz cruise.
That's going to be fun.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
I have done plenty of times. There's a company from St. Louis. They're doing the jazz cruise every year. Actually, if you're a jazz fan, it's a great place to hang out. And trust me, the musicians, they cannot hide anywhere, because you are on the boat for a week. So if you want to hang with musicians, you know, it's on the best cats, then go on the cruise and corner them.
Where are you cruising to this time? Do you know?
No.
You're just on the boat.
I just looked at the schedule of you know, who I'm playing with. I think we're making the first stop is in Mexico, in Cozumel.
All right, so you're heading to someplace warm.
We're going south from Miami. Trust me. Yeah, cruising in the Northeast at this time of the year, it's not going to be as fun.
Right. It is sold out, by the way. So.
Oh, so yeah, don't join us this. But next year.
Yeah. All right, so Triple Helix, the name of the most recent album by the Tentet. Oded, the third movement, now you described it before as kind of being in the form of a classical concerto, you know, moderate to fast first movement, pastoral slow second movement, fast third movement. Yeah. So what kind of rhythmic stuff are we getting into here?
It's kind of weird. I can tell you what kind of went into it. There's some Ravel piano concerto. There's some...
Which was very jazzy.
Yes.
I mean, it's a 1920s piece.
That's right.
The jazz age.
Yeah. One of my favorite pieces. Mm-hmm. And then some Copland and some Brazilian choro.
Some Appalachian.
It is a fun piece because you can, depending on your level of music geekdom, follow the little... You know, allusions to or references to other pieces, Rhapsody in Blue at the very beginning,
right.
A little Stravinsky for just a second. And
yeah, I always enjoy these and I kind of chuckle to myself. I don't know how many people or who would kind of pick up on those. One fun thing is that each movement of the concerto starts a half step above the previous movement. So it starts on a C and then a C sharp and then a D. I don't know if it doesn't make a difference. I kind of forced myself to do it to have something to kind of work against.
Uh-huh.
But those things are there. They're fun when they're like Easter eggs. They're fun when they're being revealed. Yeah.
All right. Shall we finish off the piece?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. So
it's in correspondence. We're doing the piece in correspondence, one part at a time. It's very
nice.
Yeah.
Like Easter
and,
eggs.
And Triple Helix Part 3 is subtitled simply Last. Because it is, of course, the last of the three movements. And once again, Oded will be conducting the Anat Cohen Tentet. And once again, Anat in a quartet setting, playing March 7th at the Miller Theater at Columbia University. April 19th, the whole band will be out in L.A. to play this piece and more at Walt Disney Hall. But today, they are playing for us. Let's now hear the third and final movement of the piece called Triple Helix. Thank you.
Yeah, cats.
All right. That, once again, is the Anat Cohen Tentet and a live performance here in our studio of the piece called Triple Helix, a three-movement work, clarinet concerto of sorts, written by the group's conductor and longtime collaborator with Anat Cohen, Oded Lev-Ari. And now we have heard the entire piece, last movement, the Triple Helix Part 3, subtitled simply Last. And I suppose Anat and Oded, you guys are just a small part of what seems to be an incredible conglomeration of Israeli jazz musicians here in New York. What's in the water there in Tel Aviv that you know, has produced? I mean, Anat, your brothers have, I think they've both been here over the years.
Yeah.
So why has jazz become such an important tradition among young Israeli musicians?
You know, I just have a few theories. I don't know what's the real reason. I think that we had a great founding generation in Israel that were passionate about jazz, that transferred it to our elders, that pass it to us. We're passing it along to the youngsters that are coming now. Every year there's incredible musicians coming from Israel to be students here in New York. There's also great education, the jazz programs in a bunch of schools, which really helps. And a couple of schools that have, one school has association with Berklee College of Music, another the Stryker Conservatory, the Israeli Jazz Conservatory has affiliation with the New School here in New York. So cats just, they have already one step in. Tal is actually one of the graduates from the New School. And beside all of that, I think the main thing is that the music is just the demand for expression. Maybe better notes than words, because we are in a very complex situation. And I think the need for expression, and the music represents freedom and democracy. And I think I wish jazz was, you know, the way people lived by, lived by.
Well, and you mentioned education, and you teach as well, right?
I do.
I mean, that's an important part of passing it down to the next generation.
Yeah, I think everybody here teaches either in an institution or privately, or, you know, there's no better way to, I mean, jazz, I think there's no better way to learn is just by playing, but you got to hang with the people that actually play the music, and that's the best way, because you're going to be in situations that you will never learn from a book.
Right. Although I have to say, you know, what makes a lot of the Israeli jazz musicians who've come to New York so remarkable is that, Oded, you all seem to have the kind of the formalism, you know, the theory and all of that stuff, the stuff you can and must learn from a book.
Yeah, I think you know, obviously there are a lot of classical Israeli musicians, extremely well known, and there is a tradition of musical education in the country. But I think what's kind of unique is, yes, there is this foundation of formal training, but also tremendous openness and reverence to this music, learn from what's out there.
Well, we here in New York are all the richer for having all of you from there, now living and working here. And we've been listening to the Anat Cohen Tentet, some of the music from their album Triple Helix, the three-part piece that is the centerpiece of that record, nominated for a Grammy. And guys, good luck with that. I know you're heading out to L.A. for the awards ceremony.
We are.
Bring back some hardware.
Yeah, exactly. Can we give another shout to the musicians?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sarah Jacobino here on the trombones, substituting for Nick Finzer that couldn't be here tonight, and Nadia Nordhaus on the trumpet and flugel, and Owen Broder and baritone saxophone, Christopher Hoffman on the cello, Tal Mashiach on the bass, Vitor Gonsalves on the accordion and piano, James Shipp on the vibraphone and percussion, Guilherme Monteiro playing guitar and subbing for Cheryl Bailey that is in Boston teaching at Berklee College of Music, the guitar assistant professor, and Anthony Pinciotti on the drums.
All right.
The Tentet and Oded Lev-Ari, of course. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Well done, everybody. Thank you all for coming in and playing for us.
Thank
Anat,
you,
Oded, thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thank you
thank
for this.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website, lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.